Martin Boozer says his dog team didn't have much of a challenge traveling down the Yukon River this year.
Oh, they were bored getting down that trail. Slow and steady and kind of a punchy drift of trail.
Boozer's quiet team curled up for a nap almost immediately after they arrived in Nulato. Sonny Linder arrived shortly after. His dogs wolfed down the food he offered. He says his team is showing signs of fatigue from early rough trail.
That trail was real rough at the start, and once you get on the good going and everybody starts trotting right along, then all those little places that got sore earlier start showing up.
Lindner spent his 8-hour mandatory rest massaging sore shoulders and wrapping sore wrists. He could have waited to rest long in Caltech, but he says Nulato is much quieter. Checkpoint volunteers were surprised when Ali Zirkel announced she planned to stay for a few hours. Her team came in alert, tails wagging. She stopped to make what she calls a significant force reduction.
I had to reduce my squad by two dogs, Joe Schmo and Scruggs. So we made a significant equipment reduction. I just lost about 40 pounds off the back of my sled.
Zirkel left behind all kinds of gear she doesn't think she'll need. She says 12 dogs is actually the perfect number. Plus, it's 8 fewer feet to booty, 2 personalities less to deal with, and a little less food to carry. As for river travel, Zirkel says what's normally a monotonous run seemed to go by quickly.
Yeah, I don't feel like the river's been that long for me this time.
As teams come off the Yukon and Caltech, they'll tackle what's reportedly snow-free trail in places all the way to Unalakleet. But that's nothing new for mushers this year. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Nulato.